Avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to southeast. Furthermore, all day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a sometimes strong wind, further wind slabs will form in particular on northwest, east and southeast facing slopes. This applies in gullies and bowls, as well as at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain above approximately 2,000 meters. The fresh wind slabs can be released easily by a single winter sport participant. Avalanches can reach medium size. The prevalence of avalanche-prone locations and likelihood of triggering will increase with altitude. Avalanches can be triggered in near-ground layers and reach large size in isolated cases. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. And now the snowpack. 5 to 15 centimeters of snow will fall until late morning. As a consequence of new snow and a sometimes strong wind from northwesterly directions, further wind slabs will form. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on soft layers. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes. This applies above approximately 2,000 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Wednesday, the 18th of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.